Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We'll just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. It is Find It Out Friday. And guess who's going to be with us today? Angie. She's going to let us know what she found out. And you're going to take it with you and you're going to share with everybody else, because it's about caring and sharing here. And, you know, education is a key. That's why we educate. We believe in unification and collaboration here, because it takes all of that to get things moving. But I want to share with you the never, ever give in to cowardness. When the crucial moment comes, it is important to battle through it with the ferocity of a charging lion. This is the key to creating a record of lasting brilliance. As the ancient Greek poet wrote and playwright, he inscribed, courage is very powerful against misfortune. And, you know, we have a lot of things going on here, a lot of misfortune going on out there. But I talk to my babies, and I listen to the youth, and it's always been told to me that if it's something on your mind, you say what's on your mind. And I was told as a child to actually suffer the consequences, but you say what you feel. You express yourself. So I respect my young adults out here, and I listen to them. Because they're not the future, they are the present. And we want to remember that. Our babies are out here taking care of business, okay? They're standing on our shoulders as we stood on our ancestors' shoulders that laid down there. Big Lucy out there started it all. I'm going to play this song, and this is what they wanted me to play, and I'm going to play it for them. Take a listen to it, and then we're going to listen to A.G.
Supreme God,
your Virgin Mary, your Holy Ghost, came to be purified, hands that are stained with blood. Colored upward mobility, but you slow down the river. There's another form of slavery, and the whole man-made white world is your master. When your fancy material world, you'll see the link of chain binding the. Our own ancestors, our hungry ghosts, closets are full of bones, they won't flow. Colored upward mobility, but you've been sold down the river. There's another form of slavery, and the whole man-made white world is a master. Fancy material world, you'll see the links of chain binding. You and your fancy material world, you'll see the links of chain binding.
That's the way my babies feel. They like to talk that stuff. They stand strong, they move out, and they make change. And they set examples and behavior patterns for each and every one of us. You know, principles, morals, and values are very important. You get those things when you're young. They flow through your blood. And you see now the things that we're witnessing and what we're going through, you know there's a lot of lack of out there. Now, on that note, I'm just going to be quiet because Aunt G is here with us. And Aunt G, we miss you. Welcome, welcome. It is Find It Out Friday. How are you, Aunt G?
Hey, you know, hi, everybody. You know, it's that time, you know what I'm saying? Don't get all mixed up with all the cahoots about this Black Friday business and all this, you know, trying to get out there and rush everything online and rush anything on Target and Walmart and Best Buy, because those are about the Black Fridays I've heard about, and they're crazy out there. Everybody, the traffic is cray-cray, you know, everybody going and went crazy. You know, it's like, good Lord, like they're going to get the last of the last. And you know they're going to save the best till actual Black Friday, you know, or Cyber Monday. You know, just chill, relax, you know what I'm saying? Walmart got a, they, you know, they layaway is going to be over by the beginning of 15, 16 or something like that next month. So you want to run in there and get something, you know, calm down, put it on layaway, get it in a couple of weeks and get it on in and get it out. You know, just don't stress yourself out because I know. Half of these accidents out here is running to Walmart or running to Target, running somewhere. They want to get some things, you know, you move to the next thing. You run out of that thing. You know, things are things. Things you can shoot. You can find them later. Well, Amazon got everything out there pretty much. So, you know, just calm down, my friends. You know, just calm down. I know you got a lot of energy now. You don't know which way you want to feel because, you know, the leaders up there fighting and carrying on. And, well, to be expected to be past leader in a few weeks is, you know, putting it out there, that negativity. But, you know, that's just him problem. Don't let it be your problem. Let it be him problem. You know, he gonna be on time out in a few weeks, you know what I'm saying? Then he'll be happier when he's on a vacation and don't have to worry about this pandemic, because I know it's been making his hair turn all kind of colors besides the bleaches that they put in there, because his skin show been changing, stressed out about all kind of stuff, losing the COVID. He couldn't wait to get on the broadcast and start talking about something, find something to talk about, thinking it's going to change the votes that's already passed vote day, baby. You behind the scenes here. You know, so, you know, he's going to catch up with himself eventually. So we're going to just leave that there with old man there and let him, you know, play around in his own puddle of muck and just smile, you know, just be all right, you know, start to stretching out and, you know, look for your community to mentor your youth, you know, help them, you know, they still, you know, struggling with the online thing. You know, what I do in my community is I got all of the babies now. They come and they ask me, you know, if they can help me do anything or something like that. You know, that's how I do it, because I want them to not be running out there trying to do a flash quick or go rob a store or go shoplifting or something like that. You know, I appreciate my youngins. You know, and then maybe in your community you see somebody with, you know, shoot, 2-3 kids, 1 kid, you know, just talk to the adults first. Now, every parent I don't talk to, I'll just put that out there. You don't just talk to the kids.
Right.
You go and find and you talk to the adults, my friends. You know, don't get it twisted. These kids think they're grown. So you want to go and talk to the adults. And then after you talk to adults, you might know that, you know, see which way you want to go with that mentorship, because, you know, a lot of things going on. Kids and adults do lie. So you want to be mindful of what cases you want to bring to your door or keep away from your door. But want to love, put the love out there for our babies. You know, you keep them in your prayer, keep them in your thoughts. Try to, you know, help them, encourage them. Animals, they lost in the loop. You know, I got some stray cats. They curious. They come around me all, you know, hey, what's up? I said, I can't feed you, but it's good to see you. You know, they every now and then they want to, you know, mess me, you know, get them a car and stuff after they know all they got to wash. But we're working through that now. You know, we're working that out with the nature and things. But animals, you love them. You spend time with them. They're getting spoiled now. You know, my particular spoiled little man here, he just darn near, you know, just pushing. Now he just manhandling me, you know, just a little bitty old dog, but he manhandles. You know, he just pushes his way out to the door, and he says, no, doggone it, me with you. No. I said, get back. No, he looked me dead in the eye. I go, you see what I'm saying, mommy? And I'm like, okay. And, you know, so he's all riding with me things and all. You know, everybody see me roll up, know that I might have him with me. He just don't let me out of sight sometimes. But love, you know, just love. Promote love, my friends. That's what I want to put out there with you today. Just love yourself. If you got some projects, you know, go through your closet. We got a lot of the, you know, it's wintertime. You got some sweaters and jackets that's just been hanging in your closet. Pull them on out, please. Drive, you know, and, you know, keep the social distance. You know, you see that I do myself, you know. I go and first I try to, you know, find you know, nice homeless people that, you know, there's a lot of them out there. They're cold. So you got sheets, covers, blankets. They appreciate it. They really, truly do. So you just go out, you know, don't be scared. You know, go out through the day, because then they might not be so ticked off on their wines and things, you know, keeping them happy and warm at night. So go through the day where, you know, they can see you at least, and you can just kindly leave it. Some of them can talk. Some of them can't. You know, just smile and have a bag. You know, just, hey, boom, put the bag right there. Help yourself, whatever you need, you know, take. You know, that's, you know, then you can do some Goodwill, you know, so you can, it's the end of the year, you know, we're going to be doing taxes soon. You want to get you some write-off, you can go donate to some of your Goodwill Salvations, whoever's accepting them, Vietnamese veterans, I've donated to them, and they actually will come to your residence and pick up donations as well. So if you have quite a bit of clothes, you want to donate there, just find a way to spread your love. You know, you got them shoes, you know, them good old favorites. Now, don't pass those down, you know, because we know they probably got, you know, the soles probably walked out and probably got a couple of little holes in them, you know, and things like that, because, you know, you love them so, so much. But if you have some that, you know, just sitting there on your rack and they're decent, you know, and you got 2-3 colors you might use better than the other ones, just go on and give them up. You ain't wearing heels no more. Some of us no longer wearing heels. So get them heels. You know, see if you want to, you know, get the nieces, nephews, family. Just get it on out. Get it on out. So you can make room for the new year coming, new ideas, new wonderfulness, expectations, wonderful things to bring and celebrate the 2021. So let all this, you know, get that extra stuff out the way as soon as you can. If you have friends that already did theirs and say, hey, they might not, you, if you're scared about COVID, maybe they could sit outside the door and just talk to you, holler at the screen door, whatever, you know. Or you could FaceTime and walk them around, prop them up while you're in the closet doing whatever and laughing and joking with each other like you normally do. Don't be shut in. Please find a way to communicate and connect.
Yes.
If you are out there alone, And I know there's a lot of things to be stressful about. People are more people, and this COVID is dying. More people are dying. More people are already in almost close to the millions. If it's already had, I think it's already missed the million mark. The habit. They're wanting more and more people to get out. Please go out and get your COVID test.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get the blood. I always get the blood test of the COVID. And that's, now, mind you, now that, I mean, just clarify that. Now, when you go to the blood, they just going to make you sure that lets you know. They'll let you know if you've ever been exposed or you have any of the traits of the COVID in you. So, which to me cements it better for me, because since it's something that you don't know if you have or have had.
Right.
You know, by having that, that'll let you know, well, dang it, I had it. You know, I had it, could have it. So if your blood come up and say that you've had it, well, if you've never, you without no symptoms, then run and go get the actual test to see if you have it still.
What is the name of that test, Saint G? What is it? What do you ask for? You know, everybody knows about the nasal, and they know about the oral. But when you want that blood check, what is the name of that test? What do you ask for?
They deal with, you know, LabCorp takes it. You got to get it. Here it out of go. It was, as far as I know, $10. You want to pay for it, don't want to wait for a referral from your doctor, $10 at LabCorp to go in and say, I want, and they can do a walk-in on those. You know, just go in and log yourself in and say you want the COVID test or the, antibody, there it is. It's the COVID antibody test is what the blood test is called. And then that's $10. If you don't have $10, which a lot of us, you know, around about now may not, ask your doctor. You know, they got those video chat doctors. So, you know, find a way to hook up, get that going, and they will get you a prescription for it and go in and get that done. They're wanting more people to get the flu shot. You know, however you feel about that, wherever you at with that, that's personal. Choose to do it, do it. Choose not to do it, not to do it. You know, just be careful out there. You know, build your immune system up. Drink some vitamin C. Drink that orange juice. That natural, if you can squeeze it natural, do that. Do as much organic fruits as you can. Pomegranate's real good now. We got, you know, apples, we have, you know, quite a few things that can build your immune system up. So do so. Find a way to get you a good vitamin source naturally and to your system, drinking a lot of water, trying to get a lot of people on that water train.
Yes.
I've got a couple of people doing it. So please pass it out there, get it out there that you definitely want to, you know, share and passing that along to your loved ones, your friends, even in your community. If you're the Mr. or Mrs. Jenkins in your neighborhood, you know, then spread the word. Water is your friend, because that will dilute any germ that comes. We're not just talking COVID now. We're talking cold, flu, you know, influenza still floating around. Germs. It's just germy. Just wipe down everything, you know, do some cleaning, get you some Pine, get you some Clorox. Wash, you know, behind it. Don't forget. You don't get forgetful and be like, oh, it's just family. Hey, germ is a germ. You know, I love you, but hey, you can, you know, come through with you, take your germs with you, boo. You know, you wipe that toilet seat. You know what I'm saying? They done had
right.
You just normally just the ones in that wipe it, you know. And if you got, you living with somebody, scrub that crap out the toilet, folks. Come on now. Don't let nobody sit on no crappy toilet. You don't want to do it, don't do it to nobody else. There's a broom. It should be a brush. If it ain't one, they got them at the dollar store. Put it together. Get four quarters if you ain't got one all together, and go get you a toilet scrubber. Have it by the toilet. So scrub up behind yourself. Wipe it down. If you sprinkle, wipe it. You know, be nice. We got, because it's not just, you know, just because you share DNA doesn't mean your germs is not without breaking through somebody else. Somebody sneezes, oh, it's my allergies. That's germs. That's not coming out your nose. That means, and you saying it's allergies, but that, guess what? That's not balls full of germs.
Wait. What do you say?
If you're
that's
picking
not
them
coming
boogers,
out?
Put them boogers in a tissue or one of them little handkerchiefs and wash them. Don't be sticking boogers underneath the chairs, under the tables, and the nastiness.
I know. I'm wiping it on your knee
and wiping
crazy.
It on your sleeve.
Yeah.
You know, you see the babies, it still give me keebie-jeebies. You see them babies with the runny noses, have some tissues in your pocket, friends. Help these mothers out with all these kids that done a lot, bum-fuck Lucy. You know, here's a napkin for your child. Hand it to them, you know, here. They'll be
well,
happy
that's
to
good.
Take
at
it.
At least you see mamas with children. If I see two children
I'll
running toward me, I go another way. It's like, hi, darling, and I speak to them from around the corner, okay? So
I mean,
tissues with you to pass through to see
what. Yeah, or they only a dollar or something. Shoot, get the whole, get a pack and start toss it. Hey, take that to that baby.
Yeah, for the baby's nose.
You know, you can do whatever is comfortable. These mommies need help. They, and if you're a family, husbands, fathers, come on now, step in there. And if you the main parent, mothers. Step on in there, whichever way it goes. Go both ways, folks. There ain't no one-sided. Nothing out. Ain't nothing one-sided. You're a teenager.
No.
You think you're grown. Please, pitch in and help. Pitch in and help. Washing up behind yourself. Help with the little ones washing up behind yourself. And, you know, don't be trying to, you know, put everybody in the tub now. You know, those days is no now. Cause we got too many germs. Don't share the germs. You know, wash the tub out behind yourself and rinse, get the water run. That's how we used to do it. These are chain reactions. We get in, get out, run that water, wash it up. If you do it, if you're a tubber, wash that ring out. That's yours. And then they can come in and do a shower if they want to do a bath, their choice, whatever way they want to do it. But leave it just, you know, love, show somebody love through. You know, and you're right there already warm in the midst of your stuff. You know, just go on. You know, they have stuff now. You can spray your shower down. You don't have to scrub. Just spray it down after your shower. And then just let the person know. Now, if it's a chain of y'all, okay, whoever's getting the last shower, and I'll be fair now. Don't always let that person be the last one unless they come in late. That's a whole different ballgame. But whoever's last, they spray the shower down. You know,
I got you.
They spray the shower down because you don't want to have nobody come with chemicals. You don't want to get involved with that in your skin and whatnot, and the steam and in your nose and chemicals. So we want you to, you know, do that. But if you're by yourself, there's no excuse to have a scummy little shower. There's none at all. It's just not. You know, a vacuum, you know, if you got a pet, you got to get that pet hair up. It's not good for them to be snorkeling and snickling and sneezing, nor you. Just be mindful. Friendly reminders, my friend, because we forget. You know, but you get to throw your focus off when you're thinking about other things. You know, I've seen some really, 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 really sad and painful accidents out there. Babies, infants, you know, lost their lives or struggling, fighting for their lives, or they'll never be the same again. People stealing cars, running away from the law, you know, that's not fun nor good either. You know, y'all, let me tell you something. Now, you know you got a knucklehead that like to do that crap. Can you just, you know, tell them to do that crap when there ain't no good stuff on TV? I'm tired of y'all interrupting my program now. I'm tired of it. Y'all want to be in knuckle-knuckle? Do that crap at night when it's late. Now, everybody has sleep. You just want to be seen. You just people that be up at night. Sure, some people, you know, come on. Do it at the hours when it's the news time. Sometimes you can interrupt. They get that craziness right through their hour, right there on their time.
Right.
So some people can't record their shows. You miss it, you miss it. And then it may be back to back sometime. Well, that was the time it was like back three in a row. I was like, dang, I ain't never ever gonna see my pro. And if it wasn't them breaking through, it was Eric Cossetti or the governor or knucklehead. You know, somebody, you know, breaking through got to tell you something because they want to talk on the mic. Hey, you know, people like to look at folks. People like to look at other stuff too. You know, let's just show love across the board. Schedule that stuff in at different times then, you know. You saw that knucklehead did it to this day. The next time the person is tagging them to the next, do it later. And give us some space. Do it, you know, before the holiday, a couple of weeks after the holiday. Don't do it around holiday time. People trying to, you know, look at movies and enjoy each other's company, and they got a dip and dodge behind you running lights and
doing
running, hit people and
some crazy stuff. And it's already crazy out here because and they're not changing you up since you're talking about people moving around.
And it's going out the same way. It's going out thick and hard. So, you know, stay prayed up, be thoughtful, call somebody, share, hey, how you doing? Just don't be stuck in your own, you know, thinking nobody cares about you. You know, and if you are one who has left care for yourself, dial 211, reach out.
Call NAMI. Don't forget we got NAMI. NAMI 24 hours.
And we're going to get that number from you, too. And then if you see something, say something, my friend. Seriously. You know, there's a lot going on. If you see something, say something. If it's not worthy of a 911 call. So they're already slacking back on some of that, and that's coming near to you soon. So pay attention to the dudes, and it's gonna be coming up, y'all. So you thinking you can, you know, have domestic violence and call 911? Think again, boo. Mm-hmm. They slacking back on some things, so you better pay attention. What's getting ready to happen in the police departments that they pulling stuff down? You know, because their pockets are being tapped in and things are being changed. Their focus is on different stuff now. So look in your communities, talk to your people and see what's going on in your individual county or area and see if you need to go spend some nights in a different county, different area, how they doing it a little bit safer with some family or friends. You might need to try to think about doing that. You know, it's just a lot of things about to happen. This is just the dark times that we're dark ages, and just be careful and be mindful. Pay attention. If you see something, say something. You know, just find a way. Heck, if you're scared to make a call and get the address. You know, get an address. You don't have to address it to nothing and nobody. You only have to drop it by because you know they got cameras. Whatever. Just get it there. Go if you're scared to go to Popo. Drop it off at the fire station. Write a note and just walk on by and just toss it over there. You know, just leave it there. You know, just do
stick
something.
Stick it on the window.
Say something. You see, stick it. Do something. You see a fire truck nearby. You got to get some tape. You know, tape it up. Let them find it there. Find it if you got to say something. You don't want to say nothing. Just do something about making it safer for not just you, but for your neighbors, your community, and for yourself. I'm not saying go running around being all scared. No. Don't be scared. Just do things a little bit smarter, not harder. You know, just do it. Just think, be a little bit more outside the box instead of in the box. You know,
sit back and let others do it. Oh, somebody else will do it. No, you do it. You do it. You don't wait for anybody else.
You do it.
If you see it, you do it. That's what you do.
Yeah.
You get out there and you do it.
There's people that's not wearing masks out there, okay?
Oh, God. I was in the store today.
Don't
I saw this woman. She came in the store. It was in my little area market that I stick my head into maybe once a week. And, you know, they have the little spots there. And she came in the door. And there were several people in line, but she just got behind the person that was getting serviced, right? That right there, she wanted somebody to say something to her. And then when she turned around, she didn't have on a mask. I said, I say, there she is. So now how you going to handle this? Okay. Number one, you cut in front of everybody, which was rude. You want somebody to say something to you, but we're not. We're just going to look at you. And when you turned around without that mask on, I already know where you are. So, you know, I'm just going to go over here and pick up another orange and go on by my business until you leave, because I'm not going to say anything to you. It's not that I fear saying anything to you, but I'm not. You don't have a mask on. You're already crazy. You already don't care. Okay, so I don't feel like getting there with you like I was looking at Maya Angelou. You know, I love Maya Angelou, and she tells her story, and Maya Angelou says that there's 10 things that you have to do in order to live and be successful. I love me some Maya Angelou, and I love some James Baldwin. And first she say, just do the right thing. Be curious, love, laugh, be a blessing to somebody. Turn struggles into triumphs. You are talented. Use it. Learn to say no. Always do your best and keep rising, okay? Those 10 things there, the person moves and think about them and move out. I'm just like ecstatic over here. I'm looking at the news, not changing it. You're saying inner city, people are traveling. They want to see their loved ones. They want to sit at the table. Give it some thought out there. We're going through a different kind of thing. You want to make sure that that chair is not empty next year when you're getting ready to sit down and celebrate. I can't speak for persons. People have to do what they have to do. But me, I'm keeping my behind at home. I already got my rationings that I'm going to cook. And that's that is a, I need an award for that. But I purchased my stuff last week so that I would have it, so I wouldn't be out there in that crowd trying to find that onion, okay? Or trying to find them candied yams or the stuff that I like to eat. It's ready to go. Now, whether I cooked it, I don't know. But at least if I want to be Susie Homemaker, I'll get in there and do it if that's what I want to eat. But I have everything that I like. And coming from Texans, we haven't had baked turkey. I can't remember the last time I had a baked turkey, because they fry them bad boys. They drop it in a pot. Ooh. And it's ready for... It's ready in 45 minutes, and they're good. So to have a baked turkey, I don't even know how it tastes, but I'm not dropping anything in a pot, okay, because you have to have those pots right. It's a certain way they have to be cooked. So I just, you know, get some little Cornish hens and do it that way. I've always cooked Cornish hens even when I'm visiting friends for Thanksgiving, because when I get home, I'm always hungry because I can't eat like I want to eat at somebody else's house. So I always have food waiting on me. But I just do those little Cornish hens and dust them up very quickly and be right here. But I'm looking, you know, people are traveling, the airlines, and didn't I tell you they were going to tell people that come from certain states to quarantine? Can you imagine spending all that money getting on the plane and you get ready to step off and they say, you got to quarantine for 14 days. I was not staying here but 5. I'm not. So we have to take a deep breath and understand what we're going through. Get ready for the change.
Well, at least they're telling you in advance instead of you just getting there going, what? Like that.
But I always knew in my mind they could pull that. That's why I wasn't too excited about flying out. And not only that, they're not going to give me 5 rows, because if I get on the airplane, I'm going to look like Venus. And Scotty just dropped me down. My hazmat suit is going to take up 5 rows. So they're not going to give me. I mean, I will be Venus stepping on up there. So, no, it's just not going to happen. It's different, And we just have to take a deep breath and get through it with all the stuff. Now I'm looking at television and they got this, you know, I don't like to really talk about it, but I'm going to say something about it, talking about the vaccine coming out. I said, if that come from that administration, go the other way. Okay? Excuse me.
Let me tell you a little secret I do. When I travel, back in the day, whenever I travel, what I do is I make sure I eat a nice pot of beans before I get on the bus.
You do what,
on
Angel?
The plane. Get some beans.
Okay.
Eat some good old beans. And when you get to flying and that altitude and that pressure, air pressure, get the pushing on that stomach. Oh yeah, they might not want to sit around you,
you know, for
a minute or two.
I got you, cause I can't go nowhere. I hate it, and I'm glad I haven't flown with you, cause I can't stand it when that happens. Cannot stand it. Yeah, well, cause it's not going anywhere. But you keep them away from you. But in this case, they're not gonna frill me 5 rows, so I ain't going. Cause I need 2 rows just to put on the headpiece I'm gonna have on. Telling you, looking like Venus. No. And it's different. You know, you have to wrap your mind around it. You have to put your mind to it. It's a mindset thing. And when you can understand it and deal with it, it won't bum you out, okay? But it's a lot of people going to be traveling out there, and they got to go to Aunt Sarah's house and Aunt Sookie's house and blah, blah, blah. Okay, be careful, be safe, and, you know, hope everything is okay. This stuff is out there, I guess. The count is increasing because the testing is there. I look at Dodger Stadium, and it looks like it's an event going on over there, but I don't get tests like that. And if I've been around 3 people, I go get me a test, okay? I go get a test.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I've been around, yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know who you've been around. You're not gonna get 12 feet of me. Relative, friend, or whatever. We do that long distance. I even know how to do sign language. Right now, I'm just keeping it cool, you know, to do. You have to move around. You have to live your life. You have to. It's not about a fear thing. It's about wisdom. Wisdom and having wisdom and being frightened is 2 different darn things to set up out there. And you're giving clothes to the people. You take the bags and drop. I was thinking about getting some cards. Just printed up with the NAMI number on it, and I'm going to give that number out since I'm on the subject, 1-800-950-6264. That's call NAMI, 1-800-950-6264, 24 hours. If you need to scream, holler, ask for help, and that kind of crossed my mind to just go get some cards printed up and just walk and pass them. You know, just walking past them.
Yeah.
Just because the situation is like it is, it doesn't mean that they can't read. And everybody, you know, they're not in tune. They're not in the social media. But at least you can take them a card out there. Call this number. Give them a call. And it's private.
Right.
And you know, so that I'm glad you mentioned bagging up and just dropping off a bag. I need a dumpster over here with all the little bags I've tied up. And it's very hard for me because everything I buy, I like to keep for 20 years. I don't deal with stylish, but like you say, oh, yeah, I'm not a trendy person. So if I spend my money on it, I can have it for 20 years because it's not going to be the most, very, very, So it's very hard. You know, you set a bag and you don't go back through it, right? If you put it in there, don't go back through it because if you go back through it, you're going to keep it. So you just close your eyes and drop.
Okay.
Close your eyes and drop. I always
go back to the good old-fashioned Oprah theory. You have not worn it.
Yes.
In 2 years.
Yes.
Guess what? It's probably already been 5 or 6 since you last even seen it.
That's right.
And how about those ones that end up in your closet with the tag on it?
Oh, yeah. There's some of them, too.
They still got their tag on it. You be they had their tag on so long. You'd be like, "That's how much it cost back then." Exactly. You had it dry clean 2-3 times. Still got that tag on it. ain't even wanting nowhere. Probably done changed the weight, changed the hot change.
Everything.
You know?
Everything.
You done grew out of the style of what you got hanging up in there. And somebody will welcome to sport your clothes.
Yeah, especially with your coats and your jackets. I have a lot of coats.
Especially now, coats.
Yeah.
Pillows.
Jackets.
You get you some new pillows. Give up you know the ones, you know. As long as it ain't slobber down, you know. Slobber down, don't do that. Don't give it No.
You don't want to give anybody anything you
don't
wear.
You wash it and it comes decent. You know, you want to pass it on to somebody and get you some new pillows or get somebody new pillows and pass them out. Just let me tell you how wonderful you'll feel when you share.
Oh, definitely.
Just even a smile. Even to just open the door for somebody.
Light that candle, huh, AG? Light the candle.
Put that light, bring that light to somebody. Make it bright, you know. Even just if you want to, you know, step in. I love just, you know, I'll hear something silly and I walk in and I finish it. And I walk away and they just die in laughing. Because laugh helps you get through things, you know. And you'd be surprised how somebody, that's how they could, you know, why you think people, you know, always want to, Thank a comedian. You know, I really needed that laugh. That's something. That was funny. You know, I was thinking about that. That's funny you said. You talked about that. Now I can think about something. So, you know, you never know who needs to hear what's inside of you.
That's true.
And you never know that someone else has already struggled what you're going through and can share with you and help you through your struggle. Of what you're trying to figure out how to get through.
That's what it's all about.
So,
it's sharing,
you know,
and caring.
Just
that's
sharing,
it.
Sharing and caring. You know, just be surprised. Just be mindful of if it is coming from a caring, loving response.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people see a weakness and they pounce on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they manipulate it.
Mm-hmm.
And they abuse it. So you got to make sure that when you choose to open up, even if it's to someone you don't know that well, you've met here or there, you know them through a family friend, a family member, friend of a friend, or things like that, or a stranger. You know, it doesn't mean, oh, I need to, you know, take the heart or heat or whatever this person's saying. Listen to them. Dissect, would take from it what you can, you know, ask questions if you have a question. Or if you just know somebody you want to get too familiar with, that they gave you something else, something good to go on, take that and the rest of the junk, leave it. You got to shift through everything now.
Oh, you better.
You got to pay attention to your paperwork.
You
got
to
pay attention to what's going on. Check your finances. If you don't have a savings, please, darlings, get you a piggy bank that you can't break. Get you a piggy bank. You can't know. You don't know the code.
Right.
Now, matter of fact, let's do this. Create a game. Now, it comes with trust now, but it also comes with discipline. So, you get a family member or a friend. You go out. You both go out and you get you some banks. You can get matching banks or banks similar. So it'd be something that get different banks. If you, but it could be the same. If you get the pink pig, make sure I get the purple pig. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna have different things. We're on the same bank but different colors. If it don't have come in a different color, but we got the good deal on the nice bank, get it, but color coded differently. Best thing, put your favorite color on your bank, okay? And right in front of each other, you do though. You give each other, you swap the banks, and then you put your $5 in your bank in your friend or family hands, and they put you and the other person put theirs in their bank in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all keep each other's savings of savings. Okay. Now there's two ways you can put money in there. If you trust the person, you know each other when you get paid. You know about how much you mapped out how much you want to put in your bank. Either you can play the math game. You doing 10, I would we can do 20, or we both do 10. Whatever you you can match it, or it doesn't matter. So since it's COVID, I'm putting, and you write down what the person, are you putting on, and keep a calendar. Okay, I'm putting $5 in your bank today, and you go, okay, I'm going to put $5 in your bank this day. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you, whatever the person, if they call you and say, hey, friend, okay, I want to put $100 in my bank, for example. You don't have $100. Okay, you need to mail that to me. You can mail it to each other. Matter of fact, do that. Be safer that way. Keep each other's money. Mail your money to each other. Here, put that in my bank. Here, put that in my bank. So each one, you feed your own bank. So see, you ain't going to rob my bank. That's mine. I ain't going to rob your bank. That's yours.
Mm-hmm.
And then you still, if you get hard times, you still got to act. Even if it's sitting in your house. And guess what? You're not allowed to go in the other bank. Even if they say, oh, yeah, you can go, nope. You get that bank, you take it to the person, let them open it and count out, give it to you. So then they can write with how much was out and what you whatever. So then they'll give you their bank back after they loan you out of their savings. And then you guys sign a paper. Keep this legal, okay? Keep it real. On this day, you borrowed this much from so-and-so savings. And when you get the money, see, you're taking the bank back with you. So guess what? You say, I got your money today. So you want me to put it in your bank, or how you want to do? I'll mail it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So they just know in their bank when they open it that it's, but you're going to have to put a note, you paid it. So it's a way that you can find, make it fun. You someone else is helping you save money. You
and make
keep all your money in the bank.
Everybody's accountable.
Each one accountable, and also, and then you check on each other. Uh-oh. So you must be putting double in this month. I don't care if it's $1. You got to put two because last month you didn't put no money in your savings. So because sometimes we stretch it all the way to that, they pay everything out. So, okay, then you tell yourself, I owe myself this much. So the next month you're going to put that in the envelope and say, and then write it on the paper that, and when they get that paper, they put the paper in, keep the papers. You've sent the money and you received it and whatever. Each other become each other's accountant,
and
you'll know how much is in. You should always know each person to always know how much is in each other's bank, because see, you gotta find it or something like that, or different. Get your own creative way to find a way to save money. If you don't need it, don't get it. Oh my God!
If you don't need it, don't get it, and then you always have to have a nest egg. And when COVID come along, you have to go find some more grass to put in that nest egg.
I got enough cleaning stuff for next year. I am not buying any more cleaning stuff. All guys,
I got you.
I got enough smell. I ain't got nair no. I don't need no more candles, no more lotions.
Nothing.
Smell good. I'm smelling good. I'm clean. I can wash. Oh, and some of us out there get a little too much bubble bath. You got enough body washes. Come on now.
Get a lot of what you use. You use soap, toothpaste, toilet tissue.
Yeah.
If you're a coffee drinker,
you
get the stuff you use.
Don't keep buying it and letting it stack up. Just sitting up there, because things do have expiration dates, my friend.
Yes, they do.
You got that toothpaste that you had for 10 years in your cabinet. Guess what? It's not going to call
that
right.
You cannot use that toothpaste.
Your bones are going to turn yellow.
You cannot use it. Hey, G, we love you. I want you to go get a glass of water, if you don't mind, before we wrap this up out of here. We love you. Can I just play a little song, and then we come back and close it out? Would that be all right for you to give you a rest? You come on with us. You tell us, we miss you so much. I just want to play a little bit of Smitching, if that's okay. You can get you a glass of water. And we can close this on out. Will you go for that this evening for Find It Out Friday?
Okay. So
okay, go get some water. I'm just going to play a little bit of something. Okay, and then we'll come back and close it out. Don't leave us. Just listen to Marvin.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, 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 baby. Honey, you know I love you. Lord, I missed you so much, baby, when you left. Honey, now I see you walking down the sidewalk, baby. I had to come out the house and say, baby, come and get to this.
I just wanted to play a little bit so that everybody that's home, that's lovers and with each other, say that to each other tonight, okay? Angie, are you with us?
Yeah.
Just wanted to take that break because we have been having fun over here. That's what happens when you come and find it out on Friday. We have went from A to Z. The listeners love it. I love it, and I'd just like to ask you, you want to give us a closing word here before we tell the listeners good night and have a good weekend?
Yeah. Be safe, be thoughtful before you act. Find a way to care about yourself and about somebody else. Find a way to do something special for yourself and tell yourself that you love yourself and everything is going to be okay.
I like that. So you want to have love and care for yourself and therefore you care for others and be safe, be thoughtful out there. We're going through all of this together, you guys, but what we are, it's about being transparent, being honest. A lot of people don't like to hear honest, but more so, remember that we are here to share and care with you. We talk about many, many things. Angie, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. All of you out
there.
Thank you. And on this note, I'm going to take us out, and I'm going to let this song play out because it says exactly what we're going to do. Angie, we love you. Listeners, we'll talk with you next week. All right? Have a wonderful weekend.
Held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing
trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want y'all to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say.
No,
no, no.
We're moving.